here at the NAFB Washington Watch Issues Forum. I'm speaking with Jessica Bennett, who is Director of Public Policy for the National Corn Growers Association. And Jessica, we want to talk about higher blends. Let's first of all explain what we mean by higher blends.
As corn growers, ethanol is a top priority for our association, and we're quickly approaching a 10% blend wall of ethanol that can be blended into conventional gasoline. We're constantly working towards, you know, moving beyond that 10% blend wall, which we quickly are approaching. We have an abundance of ethanol online and need to get above 10% in order to use some of that ethanol we have sitting online. Back in March, Growth Energy, along with Renewable Fuels Association and some other ethanol producers, filed a waiver application with the Environmental Protection Agency to move beyond the 10% blend wall to blends up to 15%. So right now, the comment period is open with the Environmental Protection Agency, 30 days, which end May 22nd. We're encouraging all of our growers to go to their Legislative Action Center on our website to submit comments to EPA, encouraging the granting of that waiver application.
Do you want to look into the crystal ball at all and tell me what you think? I mean, how are the comments going? How's the discussion? What do you hear here that might offer some perspective, or I dare say hope, out into the marketplace?
I'm happy to say that we have over 300 comments that have been submitted from the National Corn Growers Association. And obviously, with the president in the White House from the state of Illinois, big corn state, I think there is some political will to move forward with the biofuels industry and try to get us beyond the 10% blend wall and maybe to the second and third generation of biofuels. Secretary Vilsack has been very supportive of the issue of higher blends. He would like to see us move beyond 10%. We've encouraged him to work with the Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Jackson on this very issue.
Well, we hope for the best as we move through this next period and keep moving forward on this issue. And NCGA is doing a great job helping lead that effort here in Washington, D.C. on behalf of corn growers. Here at the NAFB Washington Watch Issues Forum, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.